I am struck in the first reading by the wisdom of presumably the Roman proconsul Gallio, because he recognizes that he does not have any expertise to debate or to judge this matter, seemingly of Jewish faith. He's there as a governmental official, as a judge. He is to make decisions on law and these kinds of things, but he recognizes that what you're asking or what you're debating about isn't a matter of Roman law, or even of, as he said, defrauding someone. It's a religious matter. Go and deal with it yourself. I do not want to judge over things like this. Would that more of our political officials had the same disposition and wisdom of heart to recognize the matters of law and not the matters of religion. Interesting. It was interesting too, the other day we had our graduation of our eighth graders and they were all lined up here in the front row. There are some that had been here almost 10 years, had been a part of our school since pre-kindergarten, 4 years of age. Now they were turned 14. And it was an interesting thing because I could see on their faces there was great joy. I mean, for the ladies, they were all dolled up underneath their gowns. They were all ready to take their gown off so they could take their pictures and show everybody all of the beautiful thing and how beautiful they looked, you know, all dressed up, ready to go to high school and everything. There was great joy. The men are like, well, you know, I don't have to wear a jacket while I've got this thing on. I have the tie and stuff like that. School was done. School was done for the summer. They've completed the race. They've run it. There's a cause for joy. And yet, there was a sorrow. A sorrow of leaving behind friendships, leaving behind these moments and these years and these things of the past. We see a similar situation. It's odd to me, but I would say that in almost every situation of life, there is hints of sorrow that accompany the joy. In the gospel text, we have one of those situations where Jesus, again, Last Supper discourse, preparing his apostles for his death upon the cross, reminding him they will see him again. Great anguish awaits them in the days ahead. But that anguish of the present moment will be taken away, and the joy that you will have, what does he say? No one will be able to take that joy away from you. What they were going to participate in, the birth of Christ, the rebirth of Christ into new life in his resurrection, is one in which the cause of their joy is so secure now and forever that Jesus declares, no one will take your joy away from you. We can give away our joy. We can not think about it. We can forget the cause of our joy, all of these things. But no one can take it from you if you don't allow them to. This gift is for you. Jesus has risen from the dead. No situation of your life can change that fact. Can it? Bad day at work. Jesus is not risen from the dead, right? No. Car accident does not change that Jesus rose from the dead. cancer, sickness, disease, war, insurrection, imprisonment, slavery. Absolutely none of these conditions or situations of life changes the fact that Jesus is risen from the dead. No one can take your joy in the resurrection away from you. We hear an echo of this in Paul's letter where he says, you know, what can separate us from the love of God? Can sword or famine or persecution or hardship, can any of these separate you from the love of God? No. And all of these things we conquer overwhelmingly because of the one who loves us. None of the situations or conditions of your life can change God's love for you. None of the situations or conditions of life can remove the joy that is ours because Jesus is risen from the dead. We can forget it. We cannot remember today in the midst of all the trial, of all the difficulty. But even in the midst of all of that, my brothers and sisters, Jesus is risen from the dead. You have a source of joy that the world does not understand nor know. And that is your gift. And the reminder today of Jesus for you is that gift does not come with a sales receipt. You do not take it back to the store and cash it in. It is your gift forever. And the consequence of that gift being a part of your life is that at every moment of your life, at every moment of your life, do you understand what I'm saying? I feel like I have to repeat it a third time. In every moment of your life, for the rest of your earthly life, that joy is yours. And no one can take it from you. Amen.